I just sat down with Cuba's foreign minister to talk about what's happening on the island and what's happening with these bilateral negotiations with the Trump administration that seem to be stalling, if not completely falling apart at this point. For Cubans who are living on the island, they say that it's like a game of survival. Every day, people are trying to find food, clean water, and they're living with near constant blackouts. I have family members there who say that they're only getting electricity for about 1 to 2 hours a day, if they're lucky. Cuba's foreign minister told me he sat down with me to send a message to the American people. They say the Trump administration, and in particular, Secretary Marco Rubio, are lying when they describe Cuba as a national security threat. Listen to some of our sit down.
What do you think Rubio wants to do to Cuba? What's his vision for Cuba?
Well, this responds to an interest of a political clique, committees for political action, special interests anchored in Florida, who pays no attention to the national interests of the U.S. Because what would be the benefit for American taxpayers or the U.S. to launch a war against Cuba or to promote a collapse of the country that will provoke not only a humanitarian catastrophe, because if Cuba were to be attacked, Cuba will defend itself and there would be a bloodbath, the deaths of thousands of Cubans and also American youths.